What up, what up, what up, ladies and gents, boys and girls, you are now tuned in to a brand new episode of Sports Way with Dre Day Podcast. I am your host with the most, the Hood's ESPN, Crystal Street's Golden Boy, Dre Day. What's up, what's up, what's up? This is episode two, wow, I'm 100 episodes above that. I am at episode 305, episode 305 of Sports Way with Dre Day Podcast. Thank you for your support. Keep it going, keep it flowing. This episode here, we are going to do Coach Prime again. Coach Prime and the Buffaloes have started the season 3-0. Oh, after their win against state rival Colorado State. So I definitely, want to, highlight and speak on that. I definitely want to speak about the WNBA playoffs. The semifinals is now set in stone. Gonna give that breakdown as well. There's something else I wanted to do. This is gonna be a short episode. It's not gonna be a long one. But there's something else I want to dive on. Besides the Would You Rather segment, there's something else I want to speak on. I know it's something dealing with the NBA. Oh, yes. Supposedly, there is a new rule in place now in the NBA as it pertains to resting players. So I'm definitely going to speak on that as well. Something small, something minor. I'm just going to give my little assessment on it, my little opinion on it and whatnot. And that's it. So that's what's going to be on the docket already for this episode. So let's get straight to it. Listen, last weekend we had us a treat. I know myself, and I'm quite sure a lot of people out there, we were up since 2:30 in the morning. Well, we were up to 2:30 in the morning. Now, me, on my weekends off, I'm basically up to probably 2:30, 3 o'clock any damn way. My weekends that I work, I'm probably going to sleep about 1:30. But for this particular weekend, I was off, and I had the pleasure of watching Coach Prime and the Colorado Buffaloes beat their state rival, Colorado State Rams. I guess that's what their name is. But see, my thing is this, and I think we all was very much surprised on how this game played out. Because, again, we all remember the early words that were being said from the Colorado State coach as it pertains to, when he talks to people or when he talks to his players, he takes his shades off, he takes his hat off, and his mother raised him right and all this other shit. Basically, in a nutshell, taking a stab at Coach Prime. Because for all of us that know, when we see Coach Prime, when he's in interviews or talking to his players, he's always wearing shades and he's always wearing a hat. Me personally, I can care less what he wears. As long as he ain't coming to an interview talking to his players in the nude, I don't give a shit. Obviously, his players gravitate towards him, whether they see him in shades or not, whether he's wearing a hat or not. You throwing shade on him that way and being ultra petty made zero sense in my eyes. But of course, with Coach Prime being the way he is, he's going to take that and he's going to use it for motivation going into the game. But I kind of agree with him. When the coach said, oh, my mother raised me better than that. So basically what you're saying is that Coach Prime's mother didn't raise him right. So we get to the game. And, of course, I'm setting it up for y'all. When it comes to Coach Prime and these Colorado Buffalo games, especially when it's in their house, a lot of celebrities come to the game. A lot of celebrities. I believe T.O. was there this weekend. I believe he was. I'm not sure. I know Gilly the Kid, Wallow was there, The Rock was there. I mean, The Rock was the college game day show that early that day. He was in the locker room when for the Buffaloes in that game. I'm trying to think of other celebrities that was there. I believe Offset was there. Peep this, Kawhi Leonard was there. Kawhi Leonard. Think about it. Kawhi Leonard was at the game to watch the Buffaloes. So let me get this straight. You could come to a football game and watch the Buffaloes play, but you low management the NBA. But that's another subject for another day. I'm not going to go there. I like Kawhi, but it is what it is. There were some other celebrities there as well. I can't think of them at the moment, but the point is this. Remember when I said Coach Prime was going to take those words that coach said, and he's going to use it for motivation in this game. So, the first game, the theme was, we coming. After they got the win, the theme became, do you believe now? Then we get to the game against Nebraska. The theme for that game was, it's personal. We now get to this game. We now get to the game against Colorado State. And the theme for this game is also, it's personal. But see, the coach for Colorado State made it that way because of his comments. So, in Coach Prime fashion, who opens the pregame speech for the Colorado Buffaloes? Yeah, Coach Prime said what he said. But there was somebody else in that locker room that gave a speech as well. And that would be none other than Coach Prime's mother. She also gave a pregame speech. Now, I'm paraphrasing. Yes, she raised her son well, which we all agree that she has. But she also said, now I'm paraphrasing, when it's time to kick ass, you kick ass. Now, they used that fuel when they went on the field and they did their thing. But it was another Sanders that also helped in that win. Now, of course, Shador gets all the praise because he's the quarterback. He plays the most important position in football. For most people, he plays the most important position in sports, period. But there was another Sanders that helped that spark. And that will be the safety, Shallow Sanders, who had a pick six to start the game. Well, I'm not really going to say start the game, because the crazy thing is this. The Rams could have had 3 points on the board to start the game. They could have. But what they did was, instead of accepting the flag, they declined it. So, but again, in any situation, we all would have done that. They had a situation where they could have kicked the field goal and had 3 points. But see, when they kicked that field goal, the lineman for the Buffaloes had a foul call. I think it was a roughing the kicker or some shit. So, instead of accepting the points, let's decline it and get a fresh set of downs. So, instead of taking the 3 points, we could try to get in the end zone and get 7 points. Wasn't the case, because I believe 2 plays later, Shallow Sanders, Deion's son, took it to the house. Now, he didn't high step like his pops, which is what I was kind of hoping he would have did. But I don't think he's fast like his dad. And I think even if he would have done it, he wouldn't have gotten in the house. Because whoever that receiver was that was trailing him, he was on his heels. To the point that even when he got in the end zone and scored the touchdown, he grabbed him and yanked him on the floor.
which was also a flag on the play for that matter. Because this game, listen, this game was very, very physical. Very physical. To the point where the Buffaloes, for a lot of people's minds, their best all-around player, Travis Hunter, got injured. Something with his liver. The play was basically, listen, the play was over. Shador tried to throw a pass to Hunter. He wasn't going to make the catch even if he tried. The ball hits the ground. The defensive back for the Buffaloes, not the Buffaloes, the Rams, just hit Travis Hunter. And when he did that, he injured him to the point where he struggled to get up. He was in pain, like he struggled to get up. So, Henry Blackburn is the DB's name. Some people deemed it foul play, and me personally, I definitely deemed it foul play. I definitely do. I don't understand how that young man was not kicked out of that game. Okay, yeah, he got a flag. The flag wasn't good enough for me. He had to be kicked out of that game because of that play. He had to be. So I don't understand how he was not kicked out of that game, but hey, that's neither here nor there. The game was very much nip and tuck. Very much nip and tuck. This game was close. 43-35. It took two overtimes for the Buffaloes to get this dub. Now, the Buffaloes had three interceptions in this game. The quarterback for the Rams, Braden Fowler, I believe his name is. If it wasn't for those three interceptions, the Rams might have won this game. The Rams, listen, those two receivers that he was throwing to, Horton, well, actually three receivers, because I think three receivers in that game had over 100 yards receiving. I think three of them. They played a great game. They played a great game. The Buffaloes is lucky that they won this game. They're lucky. I think without those intercept, well, obviously without the pick six, they definitely win this game. Without that pick six, the Rams probably do win this game. But what also killed them was those penalties. They had a lot of penalties in this game. A lot. In my Sue Surf voice. And a lot. A lot of penalties. I think they damn near had close to 20 penalties. And I think those penalties equaled almost 200 yards in penalties. That's bad. That's bad. So you had three interceptions and a fumble loss. So you have four turnovers and you had all those penalties. Clearly you're going to lose that game. But see, this just goes to how sloppy the Buffaloes were. Because if you think about it, four turnovers, and it takes you two overtimes to get a win, what does that say about your team? And then to think that this next 2 weeks, you are going to be playing the toughest games of your schedule. You got to go to Eugene to play the Oregon Ducks. Then you come home, and then you play the USC Trojans. So this game, the Buffaloes definitely had to win. Definitely had to win. Now, I don't want to sit here and say that they were thinking ahead. Like, okay, we ain't got to worry about this game. We going to smoke their boots. So we could just not care about this game. We looking ahead for the next 2 weeks. I don't want to say that about the Colorado Buffaloes. But I will say this. With all the emotion revolving around this game, especially from the coach from Colorado State adding fuel to the fire, with Travis Hunter getting hurt, I think those two things played a role in this game being the way it was. I believe that if this was just no trash talk, No disrespect to Coach Prime, because regardless of what that coach says, it was disrespectful. And listen, Coach Prime, at the end of the game, he walked up to him. Of course he had his hat on. He didn't have no shades. He looked that man right in his eye. They hug, and I love that Shador was right there with his pops. Right there with his pops. Now, I'm not saying that the coach of Colorado State would have tried to do anything shady to Coach Prime, but it was a good thing that Shador was there to be by his pops when that went down. But see, in my honest opinion, and Coach Prime even said it in the post game, we had to win this game. We had to win. We had a sloppy first half, and I told him in the locker room, we got to win this game. I can't let that man have a post game where he talk his shit. Now, Coach Prime didn't say shit, but listen, if Colorado State would have won this game, do you know how much shit talking that coach would have done? Can you imagine? Can you imagine the shit talking the players would have done? Because listen, before the game even started, it was getting racy out there. It was getting crazy out there. That coach would have did a lot of shit talking had they won this game. A lot. And it was chippy before the game even started. Players from each teams was getting in little scuffles. So the pot was hot. That tea kettle was hot on that stove. It was sizzling, waiting to implode. So it was only a matter of time before shit got chippy while the game was going on. And there was some instances in this game where it did get chippy. But again, Coach Prime handled it with the absolute grace that we know him for. He gave the coach over there a high praise. He's happy for him. He wishes him the best. He deserves to be a coach. He's a good coach. He said all the good things. All the good things. He even let it be known that the defensive back that injured Travis Hunter, it's been reported that he's been receiving death threats. Coach Prime took the high road on that too. He's like, yo, the kid was just out there living his dream, playing football. Did he make a mistake? Absolutely. I'm paraphrasing. But that boy don't deserve to get no death threats. He don't deserve to get no death threats. And it's true. He doesn't. He's just playing a game. He's just playing a game. You know what I'm saying? Was the play dirty? Yes, I will admit. Absolutely, that shit was dirty. But do I think the boy deserves to get death threats? Hell no. Hell fucking no. See, those are the motherfuckers that take this shit too serious. They send death threats to players. Oh, if this player ain't playing well on my team, oh, you ain't shit. You deserve to die. And they get death threats. If you play for the opposing team, you get death threats. Come on now. Come on. It's just a game. It's just the game. It's not that deep. It is not that deep. Trust me when I tell you, it's not that deep. But listen, I enjoyed the game. It was a long-ass game, but I enjoyed it. And I enjoyed it because, again, we got to see Coach Prime definitely be a coach and a father in this game. Because, I mean, listen, I don't even know what I would have done to see my son on the football field get a pick six and take it to the house. I don't know what I would have done. I probably would have lost my mind out there. You already have one son on the offensive side that, for attentive purposes, is going to be in the Heisman conversation. Now, after week two, we were saying that Shador and Travis Hunter was going to be in the Heisman talk. Travis ain't going to be now because he's going to be missing about three games. So that takes him out the conversation, unfortunately. And listen, even he's not mad at the DB. I seen a video where, I don't know if it was Twitch or some shit, he in a giraffe pajama, just chopping it up with his fans. He's not mad. So, if Coach Prime isn't tripping off of it, if Travis Hunter ain't tripping off of it, What's the point of these death threats? But see, this comes from people who are keyboard thugs. I bet you they wouldn't say that shit to his face. I can guarantee you they won't. But a lot of these people out here, they be internet thugs. They talk all this shit behind the keyboard, but then when you see them face to face, they not with all that smoke. They not. But get well soon to Travis Hunter. And it's unfortunate because, again, they got some big games coming up, like I just said. They got some big games coming up. Big games coming up. Big games coming up. They got Oregon and they got USC. Now, listen, I have been preaching. I have been praising the Colorado Buffaloes all season. You can say I am on the Buffaloes bandwagon. Wherever Coach Prime go, I'm with it. I'm very much with it. But I am not going to sit here in front and say they're going to win both these games. I don't see it. I do not see them winning both these games. I don't see it. Now, what I will say is, listen, they've started the season the way they were supposed to. They won the games that they were supposed to. Listen, some people didn't even believe that they were supposed to beat TCU. Me personally, I told people they was going to do this. I said they was going to pull the upset. So that game, I already knew they was going. That game, I said they was going to win. I believed that they was going to win that game. I damn sure knew they was going to beat Nebraska. I damn sure knew they was going to beat Colorado State. I just didn't expect it to be this close of a game. So the three games that I expected them to win to start the season, they've done. Now comes the difficult task. And that's playing two teams that are basically the in the echelon of the Pac-12. Because the Pac-12 is about to be over with after this year. But for this season, the top two teams in that class is USC and Oregon. And these are the two teams that the Buffaloes have to play back to back. Do I believe that they will win both games? Absolutely not. I don't see it happening. Because, see, here's the thing. Even though the Buffaloes have won these three games, they have been inconsistent. They have been very inconsistent. They haven't had their perfect game where the offense and the defense has clicked on both accords, on one accord. And against these two teams, they're going to have to do that. Now, do I think they can split both games? I believe they can. I believe they can. Now, which game do I think they will get? If it's any game that you can get, it'll be this one coming up. It'll be this one coming up. But see, that crowd in Eugene is going to be live. Because I can tell you this. Oregon, right now, is ranked number 10 in the country. They're ranked number 10. Colorado is ranked number 18. Number 19, pardon itself. They're ranked number 19th. Nobody's really talking about Oregon. All the hype, all the talk is about Coach Prime and the Buffaloes. Rightfully so. You don't think those boys, well, you don't think those young men in that Ducks uniform don't feel a certain way? You don't think that they feel slighted that, wait, we're the 10th top team in the country. Ain't nobody talking about us. Everybody talking about Dion. Everybody talking about the Buffaloes. But they're going to be in for a treat when they come to our house. Trust me, that crowd will be live in Eugene. So if it's any game that the Buffaloes got to get, it got to be this one. It's got to be this one. Because I'm telling you, I do not see them beating USC. Caleb Williams, who was the Heisman winner last year, who could possibly be in the running for back-to-back, with this defense and the inconsistency of this defense, of these Buffaloes, he's going to have a field day with them in 2 weeks. He's going to have a field day with them next weekend. So if it's any game that the Buffaloes got to get, it's this one coming up. Now, I don't see them doing it. I don't see them doing it. So, the emotional fan in me say that they get one of these games. The emotional fan in me. Because, again, I believe in Coach Prime. I believe in what he's doing in Colorado. The way he has galvanized that community, the way he has galvanized this team, I believe in him. I truly do. The fan in me believes that they can get one of these wins. But if I have to really put on my thinking cap, I don't think they get both. I don't think they get both. There's a part of me that says they will lose both. But part of me don't want to believe it either. All of me don't want them to lose both. But a part of me is telling me that they're going to lose both because they're just too inconsistent. And then you're going up against two teams that are elite teams in college football. Two elite teams with stellar quarterbacks, especially Caleb Williams. Both teams have stellar defenses. This is going to be a real tough task for the Colorado Buffaloes to win both these games. Now, the fan in me wants them to win both. Believe me, the fan in me wants them to win both. I just don't see it happening. I honestly just don't see it happening. So if they was to go 3-2, hey, it is what it is. But again, these are teams that people expect them to lose to anyway. But again, the fan in me wants them to get one of them. I don't see them winning both, but I would love for Coach Prime to get at least one of these wins. One of these wins I would love for him to get. But only time will tell. Only time will tell. WNBA playoffs. The semifinals is now set in stone. Now, when I did my prediction episode a few weeks ago, I don't know if it was last week or the weekend before, my prediction was very simple. I said the top four teams would be in the semifinals. The top four teams. And that will be the Aces, that will be the Liberty, that will be the Sun, and that will be the Wings. And that's exactly what's happened. The Aces and the Liberty made easy work of their opponents. The Aces swept the Sky in two, and the Liberty swept the Mystics in two. Hell, shit. Even, what you call it? Dallas, they made easy work of Atlanta. The only series that was competitive that went all three games was Connecticut and Minnesota. That was the only series that went all three games. But now we get to the nitty gritty. Now we get to the final four. And I am one round away from my prediction coming to fruition. I have said all season that we are getting the Aces and the Liberty in the WNBA Finals. I have said it all year. Since, I want to say January. Since January, I have said we are getting Aces and Liberty in the WNBA Finals. The Aces are now going up against the Dallas Wings. Now, remember, this is the semifinals, so it's not a best of three. It's a best of five now. I believe the Aces will win that. I believe they win it in four. I respect the Wings. I truly do. Arike, I cannot even pronounce her last name. I'm not even going to try to say it. She's a baller. She is a baller. Sabali, she's a baller. When healthy, she is a baller. She is one of the top players in this league when she is healthy. I truly believe that they can really, really give the Aces a hard time in this series. But I just think the Aces just have too much power. And again, Candace is not even there. But they still have the star power with Asia Wilson. They still have the star power with Jackie Young. They still have the star power with Kelsey Plum and Chelsea Gray. Kia Stokes has been doing her thing this season. Now, with those four names I just said, and Candace, when she was out there, they was the ones that was getting the high praise. But see, this is where I'm going to give Kia Stokes her praise. Because she knows she's not out there to score points. She knows she's not out there for that. She's out there to play defense, and she's out there to crash boards. And that's exactly what she has done this season with the absence of Candace Parker. Aisha Clark, sixth woman of the year. She just won it this season. She has filled that role that Candace has been hurt. They have done their thing. Gotta give them their props. I say the Aces win this series in four games. I say that this series goes four games. I respect the Wings just enough to give them one game. Now, where do I think they'll get it at? It would have to be their house. They're not going to get it in Vegas. So if they would get it anywhere, it would be in their house. So I say the Aces are headed to the WNBA Finals, and I say they will win this series in four games. Next, we get the Sun and the Liberty. This was the matchup that I was very much waiting for. Because, see, for me, it was a full-gone conclusion that the Aces was going to the WNBA Finals. It was a clear. No cap on it at all. I knew they was going to the finals. Even before Candace got there, I said they was going to the finals. With Candace being there, I said, just give them the ring. Just give it to them. My only question was who they was going to go against. So when Jonquel Jones, a former MVP, decided to leave the Sun to join the Liberty, I said, okay, we might have something here. And then when Breonna Stewart announced that she was leaving the Storm to come to New York, which she's from, by the way, not New York City, but still New York. When she announced that she was coming to the Liberty, I said, oh, we got our finals right there. We got the Aces and the Liberty. That's going to be our finals matchup. But then I said to myself, Connecticut is going to have something to say about that. Now, I know the Aces is going to the finals. And I also said the Liberty is going to go. But that team up in Connecticut, they're going to have something to say about that. And clearly they have. Alyssa Thomas, MVP candidate, the triple-double machine that she is, Her fiance, DeWanna Bonner, took a bad hit over a few games ago. I hope she's okay. She's going to make this series very interesting. Very interesting. You still got the coach of the year and Stephanie White in Connecticut. This series is going to be very interesting with the Liberty and the Sun. Trust me, that Sun team is going to want to stick it to Jonquel Jones for leaving them. You better believe she's going to want to stick it to them. Trust and believe they're going to want to have poetic justice. I say this series, listen, even with the firepower that the Liberty have with Stewie, they're going to want some get back. They are going to want some get back from her leaving the Sun to go to the Liberty. And this will be the ultra get back
on Jonquel Jones, and that's to take her out in the Liberty. Now, do I see that happening? No, I don't. Stewie will have something to say about that. Sabrina Ionescu will have something to say about that. Courtney Vandersloot will have something to say about that. Lainey will have something to say about that. Hell, Big Mama Steph, Johannes. Listen, that Liberty team is just too stacked. It's too stacked, in my honest opinion. And I respect the Connecticut Sun. Believe me, I do. I respect them. But see, for me, in this series, especially in the playoffs, it's only Thomas and Bonner. That's it. Those are the only two that is the that is consistent with this team. See, they was able to pull this off in the regular season, but they're going to need more than that in this series in particular. See, they was able to get away with it with Minnesota. They're not going to be able to pull this off unless everybody is on accord and more people step up, like the role players. Like, there's going to be some role players on this team that's going to have to step up. Carrington is going to have to step up. Nelson Adota, hopefully I said that last name right, is going to have to step up. Tiffany Hayes, listen. My girl out there in Providence, Sierra, she loves her some Tiffany Hayes. Your girl going to have to step up this series. She going to have to step up this series. Yes, she's averaged 12 a game in the regular season. But in the playoffs, she's only averaging 9. She going to have to crank them numbers up in this series if they got any chance of beating the New York Liberty. Any chance. So with that being said, I say the Liberty win this series in 4 games. I respect the Connecticut Sun. I respect them very much to say that they will get 1 win in this series. I say they get 1 win. I respect them too much. I respect DeJuana Bonner too much, a future Hall of Famer. I respect Alyssa Thomas, future Hall of Famer. I respect them too much to say that they will get swept by the Liberty. They're not going to win the series, but they will get 1 win. So that's my semifinals prediction. I have the Aces beating the Wings in 4. And I have the Liberty beating the Sun in 4, which embarks on my WNBA Finals prediction, the Aces and the Liberty. Listen, if I get that WNBA Finals, I will be in the building. I will be in Barclays for one of those games. You better believe that. Now, again, it's a best of 5. So let's do the hypothetical because, listen, a lot can change. God forbid one of these star players get hurt and then that just throws a curveball on my finals matchup. If that matchup was to happen, the Aces have home court advantage. So game 1 and game 2 would be in Vegas. Game 3 and game 4 would be in Barclays. You better believe one of those games, I will be in Barclays. So if we get this WNBA Finals with the Aces and the Liberty, my black ass will be there. You best believe that. You best believe it. I don't know which day it'll be. Especially if it's on an off day. Especially if I'm off that day. If I don't work that day, I'm definitely in the building. And quiet is kept. Even if it is a work day, I probably might be going to the game as well. But we're going to keep that between me and you. Don't tell nobody. But yeah, that is my finals prediction. Well, listen, I'm hoping it happens. I really hope it happens. I truly hope it happens. I haven't been this excited for a WNBA final. Listen, I'm always excited for a WNBA's final because I love the WNBA. I love the product. I love the women. Not because of their looks, because of their game. Now, is this some eye candy? Absolutely. But I love them for their game. And if these And if this WNBA Finals happens with the New York Liberty and the Las Vegas Aces, can you imagine how many eyes is going to be on that series? Because that has been the talk all year long. When these two teams, well, the Aces were already assembled. Again, you just added Candace Parker. When the Liberty added Stewie and Jonquel Jones and Courtney Vandersloot, along with Lainey and Sabrina, it was a foregone conclusion that we was getting Aces, Liberty, and the Finals. I'm hoping we get that, and we are one round away. So as long as the Aces and the Liberty take care of business in the semifinals, if they can win and close out their respective series in four games, which I'm hoping they do, we are in business. We are in business. Okay? We are in business. So I'm hoping that's the case. I am on my knees now saying this. Aces and Liberty, close the deal in the semifinals. Give me my WNBA Finals prediction. If you love me, do it. Do it. Next on the docket is some NBA talk. The NBA has now instituted a rule where all-star players, star players, they are given the league authority to fine teams for resting star players. All-star or All-NBA in any of the last three seasons. Star players must be available for nationally televised and in-season tournament games. Exceptions for players 35 or older or with heavy career workloads. So that means, LeBron, you can't be doing no load managing, baby, because you're over 35. Ain't no load managing for you. Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, this definitely goes to you, load managing motherfuckers. Ain't no load management for y'all this year. Y'all are star players, right? So ain't no load management for y'all this year. And what I also love about this is star players, they must be available for nationally televised and in-season tournament games. That means they, listen, as long as Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are deemed healthy, they have to play in these games. They have to be healthy. They have to be in these games. Because listen, for real, when this rule came down, they were the two initial people I thought of. Because see, for me, in my honest opinion, I'm not going to sit here and say Kawhi has been hurt all year. But I do believe part of the season he was hurt, and then I thought part of the season he was just soaking that shit in my honest opinion. The same thing could be said for Paul George. When LeBron is hurt, we know he hurt. But we also know he can low manage here and there as well. We know that. But I also know he wants to be out there on the court. So I love this new rule. I love it. I love this new rule. Players are going to have to play. It's that simple. Players are going to have to play. And I am all for it. It's that simple. I am all for it. These guys are going to have to play. You get paid all this money, you've got to go out there and perform. But see, and I really don't want to do this. I really don't want to put the blame on this guy, because I have so much respect and aspiration for him, but he did start all of this. He is my GOAT of head coaches in the NBA. Coach Pop, he started all of this. He started, I remember the game like it was yesterday. I was still living with my pops. It was a Thursday night televised game.
It was the San Antonio Spurs against the Miami Heat, a national televised game. And we didn't find out until the game was getting ready to start that Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, and Manu Ginobili was not playing. They said that Coach Pop told them, get on the plane, Southwest, and go back to San Antonio. That game right there was the birth of load management. That game right there was the birth of load management. Because what it did was, you had fans come to these games wanting to see these players, and they don't play. You know what I'm saying? Now with this rule, these fans that spend their hard-earned money to go see their favorite player, whether it's the home team or the visiting team. Let's do the visiting team for that matter. Let's say a Knicks fan, right? Let's say just your casual New York fan. They don't care for the Knicks, but they love Steph Curry. Steph Curry comes to the Garden, and he doesn't play. How do you think that New York fan gonna feel? Gonna feel slighted. You on the bench suited up, but you can't come out there and play. No, I want you out there and I want you to play. You know what I'm saying? Now with this rule, the stars have to play. The stars have to play. Unless you are legitimately injured and you out for a short and you out for a certain amount of time, you got to be on the court with this new rule. And again, I love it. I love it. Because again, me as a basketball fan, basketball is my favorite sport. I want to see these guys out there. Especially when you getting paid the money you supposed to be getting paid, you got to be out there. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You've got to be out there. So with this rule, I love this shit. I love this shit. I'm going to say it again. Star players must be available for nationally televised in-season tournament games. All stars or all NBA in any of the last three seasons. That means star players. The exception is for players 35 or older with heavy career workloads. So LeBron gets a pass with that one. I believe Chris Paul will get a pass with that one because I believe Chris Paul. I'm 37. I think Chris Paul, I believe, is a year older than me. I think he's a year older than me, if I'm not mistaken. So those are the two players that I can think of off the top of my head that this rule, they are an exception to the rule with this one. But listen, I'm all for it. These players that's getting paid all this money, fuck that load management. Y'all need to be out there playing. It's that simple. This load management shit has gone too goddamn far. Too goddamn far. Now, I'm trying to ask myself, how does Anthony Davis fall into this fold? Because we know he injury prone. We know he injury prone. So for him, it ain't even about load management. It's just about if his ass gonna be healthy. So I don't even know if this rule even goes for him because he might be injured any damn way. So who knows? But again, I love this rule. So Adam Silver, thumbs up, my man. Thumbs up. I love this rule. I very much love this rule. I very much love it. But you know what? I'm going to add a freestyle segment to this. This was not a part of the episode, but something did raise my attention. You know how Team USA just lost in the World Cup? We didn't even compete for a medal. I forgot who we lost to in the medal round. I think it was the Germany, if I'm not mistaken. It's now being reported that LeBron James is interested in being on the Olympic team next year in Paris. And if that's the case, he's not coming alone. That means the big dogs is coming to the Olympics, which I'm all for, by the way. See, for me, I am with the belief that the world has caught up to the USA. I absolutely believe that. See, when we lost the Olympics in 2004, I was pissed. Because I know for a fact we should have won that, and we should have won that by a landslide. But Argentina won. I think Spain won silver, we won bronze. Kobe comes into the fold. Changes the whole landscape of USA basketball. No, it's not the dream team, it's the redeemed team. We come back and we win the gold. We then fast forward to 2012. The big dogs, Kobe, LeBron, KD, Melo, a young KD. Not even a young KD, a young AD, my fault. KD, Westbrook, James Harden, all these guys is on this team. We get the gold. 2016, same thing. 2020, same thing. We now get to 2024, and LeBron James says that he wants to be a part of the Olympic team. I'm all for it. But see, here's the thing. If LeBron is going to be there, there's 12 players to a team. Am I correct? So that means you need 11 more players to be on that team. Can I give y'all the 11 players that I will have assembled? If I was the GM, if I was the GM of USA Basketball, if I was Jerry Colangelo, or if I was Steve Kerr, that was going to be coaching Team USA, can I tell y'all the team that I would have assembled? Here's some names for you. I'm throwing LeBron on this team. You better believe LeBron is going to be on this team, okay? So we're going to throw LeBron in there, right? We're going to throw Kevin Durant on this team. Yes, indeed. We're going to have KD on this team. It is to my knowledge that Steph Curry has never played for a USA Olympic team. Well, guess what? The babyface assassin will be on this team. You better believe he'll be on this team. I believe Dame Dollar would also be on this team. Yes, indeed. Absolutely. Listen, we're going to need some enforcers. We're going to need some enforcers. Draymond, can you please join Team USA? Because we're going to need some Rough Riders. We're going to need some Rough Riders. Listen, the world has caught up. They got big men. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to need some tough. We're going to need some tough guys out there on the basketball court. We're gonna need some height out there. I say let's throw Bam Adebayo out there. I think I said his name right. I think I did. So we got LeBron, we got KD, we got Steph, we got Dame, we got Draymond, we got Bam. So that's 2, 4, 6. We got 6 players. We got 6 more to go. How about we draw JT out there? How about we throw some Jason Tatum out there for that matter? You understand what I'm saying? We're going to need some shooters out there as well. You understand what I'm saying? How about we throw some Klay Thompson out there? You know what I mean? How about we throw some Klay out there? You know what I mean? Because we're going to need some shooters. And an international player, we're going to need some shooters. How about, listen, I have been impressed with what I have seen from him in the World Cup. Now, obviously, NBA, World Cup,
FIBA, it's all different. It's a different element. It's a different ball game. But here's the key factor. And the person that I'm going to mention, the only reason why I'm picking him for this team is because his teammate will also, his Laker teammate is on this team, and that's LeBron. So Austin Reeves, I would love to have you on this team, USA. Yes, I would. AR-15, that's what they call him. AR-15. Yes, I would love for you to be on this team. Yes, indeed. Okay, so we got LeBron. We got KD. We got Steph. We got Dame. We got Draymond. We got Bam. We got Jason Tatum. We got Klay. We got Austin Reeves. Jimmy Buckets. Would you step into the fold? Because again, we need some defenders on this team. We can't just have offense. We need defense as well. You know what I'm saying? We need some defense out there. Okay? So how about this? That's six names I just mentioned, right? We got LeBron, we got KD, we got Steph, we got Dame, we got Draymond, we got Bam, right? That's six. Jason Tatum, seven. Klay, eight. Austin Reeves, nine. Jimmy Buckets, 10. Y'all gonna get a kick out of my last two. I'm gonna surprise y'all with my next two. And I saved these two for last. I just mentioned him just now. If by the grace of God, he can come into this Lakers season healthy. We gonna need some height out there. Anthony Davis, how about you join Team USA? How about that? And then, this one is going to be the kicker. This one going to shock the shit out of y'all. This one is going to surprise the hell out of y'all. And I thought about this one real hard. I thought about it real hard. Y'all going to get a kick out of this one. Trust me. Trust me when I tell you. Trust me when I tell you, you're going to get a kick out of this one. Joel Embiid became a French citizen in 2022. And he could possibly play for France, being that they're hosting the Olympics, because the Olympics is in Paris. He can host. He can choose to play for France. He also, however, he's now an American citizen. So since Joel Embiid is an American citizen, you don't think that he will join Team USA? Come on now. Come on now. Come on, Embiid, don't do us dirty. You're playing for a USA team. You play for the 76ers. You are now a US citizen. Come on, Embiid. Come join Team USA, baby. Join Team USA. Now, here's my honorable mention. Because again, there's 12 players to a team. It's 12 players. Here's my honorable mention. Devin Booker. That's my honorable mention. Because the reason why I say he's my honorable mention is this simple. Let's say Klay doesn't go. We're going to need another shooter. That's where Book comes into play. You understand what I'm saying? So for me, if Klay doesn't go, I'll take Devin Booker. Because we already going to have a shooter with Steph and Dame. But see, here's the thing. We need defense. We need that perimeter defense. That's where Jason Tatum comes into play. Austin Reeves can play some defense. That's where Jimmy Buckets come into play. We know Draymond going to play some defense. So listen, man. Listen, man. I like my USA team to go up against the world. I like my chances with this team. So we got LeBron, we got KD, we got Steph, we got Dame, we got Draymond, we got Bam, we got Jason Tatum, we got Klay, we got Reeves, we got Jimmy Buckets, we got AD, and we got Joel Embiid. And my honorable mention will be Devin Booker. Tell me what y'all think about my team. Tell me what you think of my USA team in the Olympics in 2024. Now, Anthony Edwards has done an amazing job in the World Cup. He did an amazing job. Jalen Brunson did an amazing job in the World Cup. But see, the Olympics is for the big dogs, in my honest opinion. I think the World Cup, I think FIBA, you know, I think the soldiers, I think the B-list players can go for those. And I think they should go there and they should hold court and bring home the championship and bring home the gold. But for the Olympics, I think the big dogs should be sent for the Olympics. For the Olympics only, I think your big dogs should go. So tell me what you think of my USA team. LeBron, KD, Steph, Dame Dollar, Draymond, Bam, Jason Tatum, Klay Thompson, Austin Reeves, Jimmy Buckets, Anthony Davis, Joel Embiid, Devin Booker as my honorable mention just in case Klay doesn't go. Or just in case AD gets hurt, Devin Booker could fill that spot. So that's my Team USA that I will assemble for the 2024 Olympics. Tell me what y'all think. But before I go, I told you I was bringing Would You Rather back. And this is an interesting one. Would you rather? For the audience out there that is listening, would you rather get a shoulder massage or a foot massage? This answer is very easy for me. Very easy for me. And that would be that foot massage. Because listen, I'm on my feet all day, every day. I work in a hospital. I do environmental work. I do a lot of cleaning. I am on my feet 7.5 to 8 hours a day. All that walking I'm doing a good 10 to 13,000 steps a day. These feet of mine deserve a foot massage. The shoulder, yeah, it's going to feel good. I'm sure it'll feel good. But that foot massage, oh, I'm quite sure that'll ultra hit the spot. And this is coming from somebody who, listen, I'm going to keep it a buck. I'm going to keep it a stack. I've gone to the nail salon and got a pedi a few times. Pedi and mani. Feet and nails. But that foot massage, man, that shit be feeling amazing. When they take their finger, like when they take their thumbs and they just go up your foot. Ooh, no better feeling. It's like busting a nut. Man, listen, let me get off this episode, man. Let me get off this episode, man. Thank y'all for y'all continued support. Keep it going, keep it flowing. But yes, which one would you rather? Would you rather the foot massage or the shoulder massage? I'm taking the foot massage any day of the week, twice on Sunday. But thank y'all for y'all continued support. Keep it going, keep it flowing. Y'all know where y'all can find y'all boy. I am on all platforms except Tidal. I'm on Amazon Music, I'm on iHeartRadio, I'm on Podbean, I'm on iTunes, I'm on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, there you have it. You can find me on Facebook, Dre Day. You can find me on Instagram, Dre Day 1985, or Sportswear with Dre Day Podcast. You can find me on X, formerly known as Twitter, as Dre Day 1985. The links are in the bio. So once again, thank y'all for y'all continued support. Keep it going, keep it flowing. In closing, y'all know how this goes. This has been another episode of Sportsway with Dre Day Podcast. Episode 306 is over. Episode 306 is done. I ain't even 306, pardon self. Episode 305. I'm thinking ahead. Episode 305. Shout out to Miami. Shout out to Ricky Rose, the Bears. 305 in my yayo. I had to do it. I'm good at some impressions. I'm good at some of them. No, I know I can't do a Denzel. I wish I could, but it's going to take a lot of work to do that one. But there you have it. But I do want to give a birthday shout out. I forgot. I want to give a shout out to my oldest niece, Darlene. As I record this episode, which is the 20th of September, today is my oldest niece's birthday. So I want to give my niece Darlene a birthday shout out. Uncle loves you. Uncle is proud of you and wish you many, many more. There you have it. So shout out to my oldest niece Darlene. Uncle loves you. Wish you many, many more. So again, thank y'all for y'all support. Keep it going, keep it flowing. In closing, y'all know how this goes. This has been another episode of Sportsway with Dre Day Podcast. Episode 305 is done. God bless. Peace and love. Your boy is out of here. Peace. What up, y'all? This your boy Dre Day, man. And I got some bonus stuff for y'all on this episode. Yo, shout out to my man Keezy, man. Shout out to my man Keezy out there in Philly, because he's a very, very freak. He's a very, very high supporter of the podcast. And he had listened to one of my episodes where I dropped, some bonus stuff. You know what I'm saying? And he definitely much enjoyed it, man. Definitely enjoyed it. My man said, keep the bonuses you putting in the pod. Love that shit, bro. It's always a thought that comes to mind after recording. Why not just add it? Well, Keezy, I'm going to do it. Any opportunity I get to add some bonus shit, I'm going to do it. And I got to. Shout out to HBO Max. Now, I know y'all all saying to yourself, why am I shouting out HBO Max? Or I honestly think it's called Max now. Now that I think about it, I don't think it's called HBO Max anymore. I think it's just called Max at this point. Yeah, it's called Max. Either or, but the point is this: I'm shouting them out for this reason, because this upcoming NBA season, they are streaming 65 regular season NBA games. They are streaming the in-season tournament. They are streaming All-Star Weekend. So I'm assuming, listen, All-Star Weekend has to be on TNT. It has to be. We got to hear Reggie Miller. We got to hear EJ. We got to hear Kenny the Jet. We got to hear Charles. We got to hear Shaq. So I'm assuming that it's still going to be on TNT, but it's also going to be streaming on HBO Max. I don't know how that's going to work. I doubt that HBO Max gets the entirety of All-Star Weekend. You got to have it on TNT. You got to. The 2024 NBA playoffs is going to be on there. And inside the NBA. How about that? That's what's up. So shout out to HBO Max. Shout out to HBO Max for that, man. 65 regular season NBA games. Now, I don't know the games. It hasn't said. But just listen. Listen. 65 regular season games. That's dope. So that's 65 games you can choose from. That's dope. I can't wait, man. So Yeah, man. Shout out to HBO Max for this. Or Max, but whatever app y'all call yourself now. Shout out to y'all. I already love y'all as it is because, you know, you got Martin on there. You got Living Single on there. You got The Wire on there. You know what I mean? You got some of my favorite shows. Family Matters. I believe Fresh Prince is on there. Man, I can go all day, man. But shout out to Max or HBO Max for doing this for the NBA, man. So that is my bonus for episode 305. Now your boy is out of here. Now y'all can enjoy y'all day. God bless. Peace and love. Your boy is out of here.
What up, what up, what up? It's your man Dre Day, and I have a PSA announcement for y'all. Did y'all know that only 38% of African Americans were able to identify financial terms on the PFN index, an annual financial survey? Why is that? Because we're never given the tools to succeed in the financial sector. Will with American Classic Agency has been designing financial maps for his clients to succeed for over a decade for clients on both coasts. With Will, you will be able to create a game plan to get out of debt and create the wealth that you and your family deserve. If you're interested, please contact Will at willspady@gmail.com. That's willspady@gmail.com. Or call him at 443-810-0384.